Blackstone Audio presents Magician's Impossible by Brad Abraham. This book is read by Bradford Hastings. Dedicated to my son, born midway through the writing of this book, who has brought magic into our lives ever since. The broker looked like a pinched dick in Gunmetal Armani, and Damon disliked him the moment the man's hired guns shoved him into a chair and tore the black bag off his face. But it wasn't Bennett Frame's alopecia that gave him that phallic appearance. It was the bulging frontal vein bisecting his forehead. Damon idly wondered how much that vein would gush when it finally popped as he took a head count of the room. 8 matching guns, in 8 matching black suits, to protect one man? It reeked of overkill, but if Damon King had learned anything in a career of people jamming guns in his ribs, snapping hoods over his face, and ushering him into the trunks of waiting sedans, it was that overkill wasn't a dirty word. Overkill worked, and overkill was clearly Bennett Frame's modus operandi. Frame folded his dainty hands and set them atop the penthouse suite's rectangular dining table.
"Some refreshment, Mr. King?" Frame asked after a measured moment.
"Glenfiddich, if you have it," Damon said. The cold steel of the handcuffs bit into his wrists as he settled into his chair as comfortably as he could manage.
"I do not," said Frame. "I could have a bottle brought up, but I doubt it will arrive in time. You have such precious little of it."
He shifted his gaze to one of the gunmen, a burly-looking